Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. And oh my God, we got a lot to talk about.
Finally.
Our prayers have been answered. And finally, things are moving and shaking in the Taylor multiverse.
We no longer have to discuss Travis's tan. Exactly. We could talk about more exciting topics.
I don't think you guys thought there could have been a bigger story to talk about than Travis's tan, but we are here to prove you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we are met alongside our lovely bestie number one, Pink Whitney.
Yes.
Love you so much. You're here. This episode, you're going to want to maybe, you know, it's coming out a little bit later in the day. And you might want to just wait until you get home so you can get yourself a little glass of Pink Whitney and sip along as we unravel all this tea.
All this tea. Yes. Pink Whitney is the best. You guys know them. We love them so much. Pink lemonade flavored vodka. They come in so many different sizes. The big boys, they have the 20 shot buckets if you want to be the life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
But it fits with anything, your bar at home, a drink at the bar, whatever it is. Pink Whitney is the best, so take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo, love it. Get yourself a little Red Bull, mix it in there.
Yeah, a little iced tea.
A little bit of regular lemonade, maybe a little iced tea, yellow Arnold Palmer vibes. Delicious. Pink lemonade flavored vodka is so good. Anyway, so shout out to Pink Whitney. Love you so much. Lots has happened. We decided we're going to go in chronological order for the most part for the big stuff.
Yeah.
We've got the big bad subpoena has come in. We've got a Taylor sighting. She's out. She's out with the Kelsey's.
Yep.
She's out with her family. Mother's Day. We've got Easter eggs. We got to call the Easter bunny up.
Potential clowning.
Potential clowning. Shit going on. We've got potentially a little Ice Spice tiff at the end if we have time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Oh, we've got Jake Owen we got to discuss.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about him.
Travis and Jason at the upfront.
Travis and Jason at the Amazon upfronts last night. So I'm actually thrilled that we're recording today because I feel like we have that much more to talk about.
Yeah,
which is great. So shall we get into the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop, the subpoena from Justin Baldoni and his backwards lawyer, piece of shit. I hate these people.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate him.
No, I hate him too. I think it's
both
just
of them. Not just him. I hate his lawyer. His lawyer is such a scumbag.
Scumbag. It's the same. It's the same lawyer or same PR team as Johnny Depp. Same PR team,
it's,
right?
Same PR team, and also
no, because Johnny Depp had that woman lawyer.
She had a woman lawyer.
Yeah.
And she's a shark. She's a really good lawyer. And that's what gets lost amongst all this is like, you hate these lawyers because they're doing a good
job
of what they've been
hired
to do. And remember that. So, like, yes, I hate this guy's lawyer, but he's just being a good lawyer.
I can't imagine being – this is such a completely different subject, but I can't imagine being, like, a defense lawyer for, like, a scumbag.
Like, a real piece of shit?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, you got to put your morals aside for the check.
Totally. And also, a lot of people put their morals aside for the check these days.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? But
that's true.
I think that it's a – you have to have a thick skin to do it, and you have to just really be like non-judgmental and dedicated to the work, you know, to do it. And so this man's doing it and he's doing a good job. You know, as far as Justin Baldoni's camp is concerned, we've got there were rumors that Taylor Swift would be subpoenaed in this case, which again is next March. Let's not all freak out. It's like, ugh. So at this point we're, you know, sending the subpoena, looking for clicks, looking for headlines. Who knows what the fuck? You know, we haven't heard about Justin Baldoni in 5 weeks, so let's do some dumb shit to bring him back in the news. And finally, we have a response from Tree herself.
Yep.
We're sick of the conversations. Obviously, Justin's argument was that Taylor Swift's fame level and friendship level with Blake Lively had intimidated him in certain ways.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Bunch of bullshit. Whatever. Tree says, Taylor never set foot on the set of this movie. She was not involved in any casting or creative decisions. She did not score the film. She never saw an edit or made any notes on the film. She did not even see It Ends With Us until weeks after its public release, which is hilarious shade.
Hilarious shade.
And was traveling around the globe during 2023 and 2024, headlining the biggest tour in history. The connection Taylor had to this film was permitting the use of one song, My Tears Ricochet. Given that her involvement was licensing a song for the film, which 19 other artists also did, this document subpoena is designed to use Taylor Swift's name to draw public interest by creating tabloid clickbait instead of focusing on the facts of the case.
Yeah.
A fucking men.
That's a great statement.
I am so glad. Perfect statement.
Yeah.
Truly perfect, I think. And I know that people feel a certain way about Blake Lively. She's a bitch, whatever. But like, if you can't at least admit that this is a total fucking hose job trying to get Taylor Swift's name to increase the press around this whole entire thing. You're blind. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Like, I think a lot of people are I think a lot of people can understand that fact, but also I will say I saw a lot about this and I kind of agree. Like, Blake did screw up a little bit by bringing Taylor's name into it.
Well,
I feel like
for sure. I think,
but
yes,
that's not saying that like it's Blake's fault.
Yes.
I think Blake, you know, they're just close friends. Like, it just so happens, you know, you talk about your friends every once in a while.
Sure.
And her friend just so happens to be the biggest pop star on earth. I think bringing her into the conversation was a big mess up by her. But like, how is she supposed to know that it was going to snowball into this? You know what I mean?
Completely. And I think that, yes, I think if I'm, if I think I saw a clip on Chicks in the Office, Brooks Nader was on talking with Fran and said something similar. And I agreed with her in the fact that, like, if a friend of mine was embroiled in some legal drama and all of a sudden I get the call up, I'm a little annoyed.
For
like,
sure.
Fuck, I can't believe I have to do this.
Yeah.
However, I'm only annoyed because I now have to like go out of my way to do something that I don't feel like doing. I'm not annoyed because I like think that I'm guilty or my friend's guilty. Or, I think some people are kind of, they're either using it as an excuse to be like, well, Blake brought her into this, is her fault, which again, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You're casually talking about your friends. Yeah. I also need to remind everybody that while Blake did act cringe on a lot of those text messages, being cringe is not illegal. So we just need to get over it. Like,
no, literally.
Get over the fact that, yes, Blake is cringe.
Yeah.
She called Taylor Swift the dragon. She called herself Khaleesi. That's embarrassing. She's an elder millennial. And sometimes, you know, I'm embarrassed. And it's like, I'm sure she's embarrassed too. If anybody saw my fucking text messages, like, I don't know how I sound to other people.
People
know how I sound to them. But like, that's because they know me. Like, if you read my text to someone you don't know, it's like one of my besties, you'd be like, ew, what a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Like, freak. I get all that. But
no one's ever supposed to have their personal text messages leaked, like, or not leaked, put out in the public like that. Because, exactly like you said, like, it can be perceived in any which type of way because it's text. You don't hear it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I think using Taylor was a mistake, but how was she supposed to know that it was going to turn into this huge legal case, whatever?
Right.
And also, like the statement said, like, he, at the end of the day, he's just trying to divert everyone's attention towards something else to make sure that no one's paying attention to the facts of the case and the fact that there's still like a sexual harassment case going on, a part of this whole thing.
It makes no fucking sense to me. And that is exactly the design of this. And that's why we're still talking about it 10 months in advance. Like, this will keep happening. Tree putting out a statement now, I think, will probably keep Taylor out of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Like, moving forward, just because, like, you know, at a certain point, when does Tree start being like, stop using our fucking name?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know what kind of legality you can have behind, like, stop using my name in the press.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of this lawsuit or whatever.
It must
be awkward
between Blake and Taylor right now. It has to be.
A little bit.
Like,
yes.
Even though, like, you can have, like, the best friend on planet Earth and, like, something like this, like, I do wonder, obviously, like, they're so close. I don't think that they're not going to be friends because of this or whatever. But
I think,
like,
it's crazy to think that they would stop their friendship over this.
Yeah, me too.
I don't believe that that's true.
But it must be a little weird. I mean, it is kind of a coincidence. I did see this online that the subpoena was filed the same day that Travis unfollowed Ryan Reynolds.
Oh yeah, man. Of course. Of course.
And that's alleged.
But even still, like, yeah, that makes sense.
But
again, piggybacking off some news.
But either way, like, I do feel like no matter what, there's going to be, you can't help your feelings. Like, you're going to feel a little like jaded a little bit, like, oh, like, I have to do this now. Like,
for sure.
This is really annoying.
So I was thinking about it, and like, what if one of my extremely close friends, like, I was thinking like Brittany or something. Brittany's like my oldest friend,
right?
You know, fourth grade, I've known Brittany, and our lives are intertwined, our families are friends,
yeah,
you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if something ever happened where you know, she was in a position where that happened to me, I think I would, at this point, after seeing the hate that Blake has gotten,
that's true,
I think I would just feel terrible. I think,
yeah,
I'd be like, I'm so sorry,
really,
you're going through this.
Yeah.
And yes, this is fucking annoying that now I'm involved.
Yeah.
But I'm your friend and I have your back,
yeah,
and I'll continue to have your back. But yeah, it's annoying as fuck that I have to do this. However,
yeah, yeah,
like, I feel I would feel this like overwhelming sympathy for my friend for, you know, sticking her neck out yeah. for something she believes in, for, you know, for continuing with this lawsuit, for really trying to make it right, not only for her, but for other people
yeah.
that were allegedly affected in this situation. Like, you know, she is trying to do something, and credit to her. She hasn't like backed down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
Like, she's like, no, I'm doing this. And if I get sued for $400 million, I get sued for $400 million.
Yeah.
I did love Blake being like, I would like to know, you know, let's have an itemized receipt of everything that you've like spent money on, because how are you owed $400 million? Like, is that what you spent on this film?
Yeah,
that was like a thing that came
out. I didn't see that,
and I was like, good for you, because yeah. $400 million is obscene and disgusting.
Yeah, like, also like, what was the budget? There's no way the budget for the movie was even that close.
No, wait, it was like not even, it was a couple million.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't even, oh, it's just crazy.
And to go back to the statement, I am obsessed with the she didn't even see the film until weeks after the release.
I know.
Like, girl, same.
No, for real, so shame. No, literally, same. I think I saw it, like, after all the hubbub started.
Yeah,
like, I was like, all right,
so
I guess I'll put
funny,
this fucking movie
like,
on.
And also, I didn't even see the movie, okay? Until, like, way later. So funny.
I don't even know what that movie's about,
yeah,
y'all.
She's like, I actually don't give a fuck about
I've
the movie.
I've been busy.
Yeah, like yeah, I've been busy literally headlining I'm a global superstar, breaking records every single
bitch,
night
I'm
for
busy.
2 years.
Yeah.
I did have time to watch your little film. Your little Colleen Hoover. And at the end of the day, we all know who to blame this. Colleen Hoover.
It's all Colleen Hoover's fault.
And you know who is not, she like openly denied doing a Colleen Hoover movie?
Oh,
Mikey
Madison. And
she's doing
love
like
that
some like
that.
Weirdo mermaid film with Kristen Dunst
yes.
instead.
Yes.
Love it.
Which that's going to be sick.
Oh,
whatever
oh
that
my
is.
God.
Anything Kristen Dunst, sign me up. Like,
literally.
She's perfect in everything she does.
Yeah.
I wonder if is like Sofia Coppola involved in that. I wonder.
I feel like Kirsten. Yeah,
they love each other.
Together.
I love Sofia as well, but no, it's Colleen Hoover. With the exception of Verity, which I do think is going to be good.
She did it right,
and everybody says she didn't write it right. Yeah. But that's, you know what I'm saying. Like,
yes.
I hope that movie comes out and
yes.
is okay.
That's
and it doesn't tear apart.
That's Dakota Johnson, right? She's
yes.
gonna be yeah.
But also Anne Hathaway, right?
Yeah, I think she's the chick. No, she's the wife.
Yes.
And
Dakota's, yeah.
And the sexy guy is the husband.
Isn't he from It Ends With Us? No, no, no.
No, no, sexy guy. What is his name?
Oh, from that sexy show on Netflix, right?
No,
the, like,
no.
Spanish guy?
No, no.
Wait, what is that? What?
He's in, oh my God.
Verity.
When Hawaii, the Japanese bombed. Pearl Harbor! Pearl Harbor.
Wait, he's in the movie Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
I don't know.
Chris?
Josh Hartnett.
Chris. Oh my God.
Yes, Josh Hartnett.
8 degrees of separation.
Yes, how could we forget? Wow.
It's Josh
of
Hartnett.
All the things that Josh Hartnett's been in lately, Pearl Harbor is not.
Well, that was like.
But you're right. That was his big thing.
That was his big movie. And then
I'm
he kind of disappeared
you
after
even
that.
I know that movie. That,
oh,
that
I
movie,
love that movie.
You know that movie came out in 2001?
Really?
Yes.
My sister loves that movie, so I think ipso facto, I've seen it a million times.
What a strange movie to like be like the Mariano family movie.
Ben Affleck.
Pearl Harbor.
It's a great movie. If you guys
That's
haven't seen
so
Pearl Harbor,
funny.
Please watch it. It's a great
That's
movie.
So funny. I haven't seen it probably since it came out. I gotta watch it again.
It's really good, but
Josh
yeah,
Hartnett, though,
Josh
yes,
Hartnett is
we
gonna
love
be the
him
husband.
Because
so let's pray for Dakota Johnson, Anne Hathaway, and Josh Hartnett, because hopefully nothing goes down on that set.
I hope that they're all good because yeah,
because
that's a good that's an A1 cast.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I want them all to get along, and I don't want any drama in the promotion of it. But yeah, so I think the message is keep Taylor's name out your mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
And Justin Baldoni's a piece of shit. That's my personal
yeah.
message.
Yeah, I think
it's just
this
so
just
transparent
proves
to me.
The
yeah.
obvious mm-hmm. that you know they're looking for any leeway, looking for any like excuse to mm-hmm. make this into a spectacle, make this into something bigger than it is. To have people forget the facts of the case, like the statement said. And yeah, just obvious because, again, Taylor had literally nothing to do with it. She just,
yep.
like, came over for, like, 5 minutes or something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, bringing her name into it just further proves that point. And, yeah, I just, at the end of the day, I feel bad for Taylor. I feel bad for Blake, especially, because
yep.
she's going to have to deal with this until fucking March of 2026.
It's just so much for one person to hold on their shoulders. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, and again, yeah, she's got a support system. She's rich and famous. And, like, I understand that nobody wants to feel bad for Blake Lively because everyone says she's a bitch. But just because you're a bitch and just because you're rich and have a hot husband doesn't mean you can't go through shit.
Yeah, it's just like,
stop with that.
I feel like we have this conversation a lot, and this has just been like a narrative in Hollywood forever and ever. I mean, we've seen it with Jennifer Lawrence, Anne Hathaway, whoever it is, Katherine Heigl, like, all these women just get labeled a bitch because they're assertive, they know what they want, and they see things in a certain way, and that's how they want it to be done. And it's just like, why is an assertive woman a bitch? I feel like it's even the same thing with, like, Doechii. Like, her, like, getting, like, overstimulated.
Her having,
and,
like, a diva moment for half a second.
Like, it doesn't make you a bitch. It doesn't make you, like a diva, whatever it is. Like, it just, you have these moments where you're human.
I would love for everybody talking shit about these, like, quote-unquote bitchy diva moments, whatever, with this lens of judgment.
Yeah.
To think about your worst fucking moment.
Yeah, right.
And then think about it on video for the internet to see. Pop Crave quote tweeting and calling you a diva. Like, think about that. And then chill the fuck out. Because you know you die.
Imagine.
Like, I've been in positions where, you know, I'm an easy person to work with to a certain extent when it comes to, like, stress. Like, I can usually keep the stress down.
Yeah.
But if my stress goes up, I'll snap on someone and then I apologize. Yes. It's like, I'm so mortified that happened. But of course you reach that point. Like, everyone has their breaking point.
For sure.
You know, and if Doechii's is while she's trying to have a big reveal for her cool outfit, she's got Pharrell. You know, it's a lot to
yeah, her first ever met. Yeah.
First ever met. She has to make Pharrell look good. It's his debut.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
Relax,
you know, everybody needs to relax.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that I think we can move forward with confidence that Taylor will show up to this court if she even shows up. I don't even know. I don't know what the rules are about, like, having to show up or not. Like, she might submit a statement or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if she actually has to go.
Subpoena me, that means, like, do you have to be a witness?
I think yes. Like, yeah. I think that. But
because
I also
you were, like,
think
involved in the case.
Yeah, but I also think, depending on your lawyer, we'll have to call some lawyer friends. I have a couple lawyer friends. I'll
it's
ask.
It's funny because I looked in my search history. I also looked up subpoena meaning 2 weeks ago. A legal written order to compel an individual to give testimony.
Right, to compel.
Oh, to compel.
So it's
okay.
not, it's they want you to come be a witness. They want you to come do whatever.
Okay.
So this
so
statement.
So it's not like you have to come in.
No, it's not like a summons would be like, you got to come to court. So that statement was definitely in response to the subpoena. I wonder if she will have to submit testimony or submit something. Like, I don't actually think Taylor will have to show up to court, like, you know, unless she's like, yeah, I'm gonna support the fuck out of my friend and I'm gonna show up,
unless she wants to be
whatever.
Like a sit on the stand, but I feel like that's unnecessary.
No one wants to do that, and also that in itself is
a
pretty big
pressure.
Spectacle.
Yeah.
It's just a lot, and you know that this whoever this lawyer is on the Baldoni side is gonna try to rip her down in her own, you know, personal ways. Whenever Taylor is involved, it becomes something more than what the issue at hand is, just because she's involved, and they love to, like, you know,
1,000%.
Turn it into something it's
not. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, so that's just something we'll, you know, again, we'll have to keep
our
eyes on
for the next fucking year and a half. Like, okay, or like less, I guess a little less than a year now.
What is it? May? Yeah. 10 months. Ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous. It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. It's crazy.
Anyway, so let's move on from these trolls. And from this point on, I would say for the next, you know, 45 minutes of the podcast, bloop. Noses are on.
Yep.
At least my nose is on.
So is mine, honestly.
Amazing. Yeah. Good. So we're clowning equally.
I don't even really know what I'm clowning for, but I'm clowning about something.
No one knows what they're clowning for, but we're clowning about something.
Yeah.
And the clowning started happening a little bit when we got our first proof of life from Taylor this past weekend on Mother's Day Sunday.
Yes.
At a cutie little restaurant in Philly. I don't know the name of it.
It was called like Taruso or Tallulah or something. Taluso.
I think you're right. Like, yeah, it was something. Like Tallulah.
I think it was like Tallulah, or like, I think it was like a combination of Tallulah and like Russo, like Taluso.
Toulouse something.
Toulouse. Maybe it was Toulouse.
Toulouse, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
A cutie little spot.
Yes.
A Mother's Day brunch complete with the Kelseys. We've got Jason, Kylie, the babies are there. Donna's there. I heard a rumor Andrew was there, but I didn't lay eyes on it myself.
Kylie's parents were there too.
Kylie's parents
were
there.
Kylie's dad? Monster.
Huge.
He's taller than Travis.
But I think that we knew that. Didn't we know? Didn't she say something along the lines once? Maybe I saw a clip of
maybe
her saying
I
because I remember being like,
it doesn't surprise me.
Oh, we mama.
He's also, okay, dad.
Yeah, okay, dad.
Okay, Kylie's dad.
Okay, I don't know what Kylie Kelsey's maiden name is.
Yeah, I know. What is? Let me look it up.
I have no idea.
Mr. What's his last?
Mr. Kylie
Kelsey maiden name. McDevitt. Okay, hey, ooh, Mr.
Good
McDevitt.
Irish, a good Irishman. Hey. Yeah, let's go. Anyway, he's huge.
Yeah, he's huge.
And
she's so tall, too.
She's super tall, yeah. No surprise there. But yes, they had a lovely day. But the reason we have our clown noses on, obviously, you know, lovely to see Taylor.
Yes.
A couple
it was
photos.
So nice to see her alive and well.
Absolutely.
Travis's hair looking like Prince Charming.
Him looking like Prince Charming.
They had time with the Dyson.
With her usual, looking great.
They both had time with Taylor's Dyson.
Completely. Taylor and Travis love that Dyson. Yeah. But wait, I'm dying because I saw a quote tweet that was like, okay, now that we've seen Taylor, I can finally trim my bangs.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Because I was like, so true.
Everyone was convinced she was growing out her bangs.
I thought so too. A couple weeks ago, I was like, damn, are bangs over? Like, am I a loser if I have bangs now?
That would be kind of crazy.
After I changed my whole identity to be around these bangs.
Yeah, right.
But no, I've just been incorporating different styles lately. I was like, just because I have bangs doesn't mean I can't put them back sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Taylor does that. Anyway, side note. So on the aside, Gia, we are coming so close to my Beyonce concert.
So jealous.
Yes. Are you going yet?
I don't know. Hopefully with Game Time.
I was like, you got to go. You got to get yourself over to Game Time. Game Time, our number one source for finding the best tickets at the best prices to any event we're trying to go to, whether it be a concert or a play or any kind of event happening in your city or a city that you're visiting. Game Time is the place for you to find the best deals on tickets.
Yep, you guys know them, we love them. Game Time is the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Ooh. They don't make it easy to buy concert tickets these days. You got to sign up for the pre-sale, get in the queue, and by the time you get through, the best seats are gone. Lucky for us, we always use Game Time because they make getting tickets faster and easier. Mm-hmm. And prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to showtime. All of my EDM dance music people, Rufus Du Sol.
Ooh, I like Rufus.
Yeah, they are going to Red Bull Stadium in July.
Oh shit, that'll be a good show.
Yes, and I'm looking at Game Time for those tickets for sure. Let's go. A lot of different prices in 200s, 250.
Let's go.
So what are you waiting for? I definitely am going to buy my Rufus Du Sol tickets with Game Time. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. I think that she, showing up and having a lovely day. People took some photos, which, you know, I don't want to say we're frowning upon or mad about the photos because we obviously wanted to see the fucking photos. We're thrilled to see them. But it is, you know, It's one of those things.
I know. I got so excited. I just immediately posted, and then an hour later, I was like, I feel bad for posting that. But then I was like, I don't know. It was like the first picture of her in like a while.
I know.
Like,
and it wasn't like it was bad or whatever.
There were a few other ones where I was like, okay, I feel like we shouldn't be put. Like there was one with Kylie holding the baby
and they're all
sitting at the table together. I was like, okay, like those seemed like a little bit too much to post.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I really couldn't.
It's just, you know, it's just nice to see her and to see Travis, and they're all having a good, lovely family
day. And also,
day.
Like, I feel like when, obviously, in this instance, like, there's certain things that should be kept private with, like, their lunch and everything, but, going to, like, a public restaurant like that, like, I feel like she, you know, when she wants to be seen or, like, when she wants, you know, like, she'll make
it. Well, she'll expect
to
be.
You know what I mean?
At a place like that, it's, like, there's going to be somebody there who might snap a photo of you.
Right,
or whatever.
Right.
Like, if she didn't want to be seen, she would have been like, let's go to a place
where a private room in the back.
Nobody sees me. Right. So it's kind of like a who cares. But also, you know, no harm, no foul, as long as nobody's weird about it.
Right.
Just don't be weird about it. That's all.
Right.
But the reason we are starting our clowning at this point is because Mother's Day, we have to go back in time. Little Twilight Zone. Back in time to 2017 when Taylor had been seen around the Super Bowl and then hadn't been seen again until Mother's Day. And this, of course, is right on the edge of the initial announcement/release of Reputation Taylor's version. So we're like, okay, we're following a similar pattern. So we saw her at the Super Bowl. We're seeing her on Mother's Day. Interesting stuff. So people are talking about that. All of a sudden, store.taylorswift.com switches up and we have four categories now you can go on. It's apparel, merch, accessories and sale.
Yes.
Which is a strange, you know, it makes sense for the website, but to the untrained eye, you might not recognize that this is an Easter egg. La la la.
One, this correction literally doesn't matter, but it was music.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Yeah. What did I say? Merch?
Merch. Because I was like, apparel merch.
I thought it was merch as well. Yeah, but apparel, that doesn't make any sense for it to be apparel and
AMAs.
Merch. Stands for AMAs, which are May 26th.
Yep.
And so now there was that, the AMAs. There was the countdown. You know what? That countdown on Taylor Nation kind of did count down to like the website change.
Yeah, it did.
So Taylor Nation was doing like a, you know, 4 years since this, 3 years since this. Like, it was a pretty clear countdown to something.
Yeah.
And we didn't really know what we were counting down to. Everybody was kind of clowning on Saturday, being like, what's going to drop?
Yep.
Everyone's talking about, oh, by the way, happy 1 year anniversary of us being in Paris.
Oh, oh my God.
It was this past weekend. I know.
Oh, so fun.
I know. And it was a lovely, like, what a time, obviously.
Best time ever.
But they were doing a lot of reminiscing about the first few shows that had the Tortured Poets Department section.
Yeah.
Was, of course, Night One of Paris was the debut of the Tortured Poets section of the Eras Tour. And then so throughout the weekend, they were kind of posting milestones and different things and kind of looping it in with this countdown. We didn't know what it was for. And now we know AMAs, May 26th. And also certain items.
Yeah.
12 items, right?
12 items were 26% off. The 26th is when the AMAs are. Uh-huh. 12.
Yep.
TS 12.
Right.
On the official store. And also Taylor Nation had a tweet like about the AMAs. And they spelled out AMAs in like a secret message.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's right. The secret message. I forgot about that. Where they like capitalized a couple like random letters to spell AMAs. A couple theories. So something's happening at the AMAs. Something's happening at the AMAs. We don't know what.
Someone tweeted 12 stones in her earrings at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. It was her idea. Her saying, "See you next era" in the Eras Tour book. The 12 D's on her Instagram story. And now 12 items are 26% off on her store. And the new update on her website, which also the A was saying AMAs. And let's not forget the AMAs are on May 26th.
Yes. Oop, 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 oop. And that's the Monday after. That's literally Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Right? So here are some of my thoughts. I think that the obvious clown is TS12 because of all the 12s, right? And I think that that's maybe what they want us to think. And I had an epiphany last night. I said, what if 12, 2, 6, 2 sixes, 6 is Reputation, and then what if we're getting a double album? 2 sixes, 12.
Reputation, Taylor's version, 12, 12, 12, and 12. TS12?
No, I'm saying Reputation, Taylor's version, and then a whole other secret album that existed.
Karma, the Lost Album.
Potentially. But that's I kind of am thinking that, like, instead of vault tracks, do we have, like, a whole, like, an anthology style, but for Reputation? That could make sense for all the 12s. Or she says, fuck Reputation, and she drops 12. Like, you know what I mean? But I just feel like a year and 2 months after Tortured Poets, we're dropping 12. Like,
I know.
Just, it doesn't, something in my bones does not tell me that that's it.
I know. Something tells me that I would be so shocked. I mean, I would be like, yeah, let's go. New music.
Same,
like,
of course.
So hyped.
Always.
But I just, I it's hard for me to believe that a Taylor's version wouldn't come out before another album. Like, we're really delaying.
Unless there were really issues. Like, and I feel like at this point, maybe just be like, hey, the other two are coming, but like, we're just dealing with legal shit. Like, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Like, I just,
let us know.
It's just like it's the biggest question in the world. Like, what is the holdup, I guess? But like, I would just be so shocked. Obviously, I would be so happy, but I'd be so shocked if we got another album before a re-release. But also, like, I'm seeing, like, mixed things. Like, I'm seeing some people think that it's going to be Rep. Some people think that it's going to be TS12.
Yeah.
And you sent
me
this.
Yeah, everyone's confused. No one knows how to clown.
The date of the AMAs is a mirror reflection. 5/26/25 backwards is 5/26/25. She was a mirror ball the last time she was at the AMAs because she dressed in that, like, mirror ball outfit.
Yes.
And the first surprise song of the Eras Tour, which she used in the iHeart.
iHeart.
Was Mirror Ball, the song.
So Mirrorball, it's that Mirrorball performance itself could have just been a, you know, that itself could have just been an Easter egg, being like, if you were smart enough to think of a, what's it, it's like a palindrome, right?
Same, back and forth,
but with dates. So yeah, I don't know. Like maybe all along it's been like, and that's, so that too, Mirrorball, mirror images.
Yeah.
That tells me like we got rep up here and then we got something else under here. And that fucking goes to Gia. I just remembered with the Karma music video where she spins upside down and she's Reputation. I just, there's got to be something here. I know. There's it's something.
Like, it's, you know, there's a little piece of me. Yeah, I always see like the realistic people online too. They're like, oh, like Taylor Nation just likes to hype up award shows,
of
whatever.
Course they do. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like at this point, it just, to delay the releases any longer, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Agreed.
Like, from a fan perspective, I don't know, maybe she just has a complete different perspective on it. Like, these are her two, like, I don't know, most cherished albums or something. Like,
yeah.
She wants to really, like, make sure it's the right time, right place.
Sure, yeah.
But, like, I just feel like now, if the time, it's about to be summer. Like, I feel like Rep TV, like,
it's the time.
And even debut, too. Like, if she wants to drop debut instead, like, I'm more than happy with that as well. Like,
country.
What if
it's rep and debut same fucking time? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that's the two, you know?
Right.
But also. Then what about the six? That's what the six, and Reputation is the sixth album, is why we keep saying that. Mm. But. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There's something about the sixes. There's something about 12, but we don't know what it is about 12. But my best guess, if not literally TS12, would be two sixes. Like, that's just in my head, you know, and that goes with the twos. And I know we had two as anthology, but now we know she does stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's set the precedent of like, oh, I can create a double album and look how successful it is. It, in fact, wasn't too much for everyone to digest.
Yeah.
And now everyone loves it and it's whatever. So maybe... maybe it was like the tester to see if people could fuck around and you know, swallow it all. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I just hope it's something.
I hope it's something.
I hope it's not another iHeart.
At the very least, I hope she goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if all this for the AMAs and then she doesn't even go to the AMAs, like, it
I guess that'll
be
the biggest sign. If she's there, that'll be like a good indicator of if something's going to happen or not. So we'll just have to keep our eyes peeled, I guess, for May 26th. That's very soon.
Yep, it's 2 weeks.
I just, you know, I don't want to be greedy. Like, I know that we just got an album, but, like, I feel like everyone's just been so, like, itching for something new, at least just re-release-wise.
Totally.
And I kind of just... I don't know if this is going to sound bad, but I kind of just want her to get the re-releases over with. Like,
no, I agree.
Not over with, but I want her to release them so we can move on and
move into the next chapter.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We were saying that at the end of the Eras Tour, being like, wouldn't you as an artist revisiting your old work and
shocking.
Reopening old wounds? Like, you know, because... Reputation is an emotional album if you really break it down. And Debut, I'm sure, has brought its own... emotions in being the fact that it's when she was like 16 years old. I just think anything that has to deal with like being a young age, you know, that's 20 years ago at this point almost. And I think that like, you know, it just brings up a whole host of issues you didn't expect. And so I think that I'm sure it's an emotional roller coaster for her. But if I am in her shoes, I'm wanting to, I'm listening to the manuscript and I'm closing the chapter on all this past bullshit.
That was a shocking thing. Like, the fact that all the re-releases weren't put out by the time the Eras Tour is over was very surprising.
I was surprised, too.
But, I mean, you know, she has a reason for everything. Yeah. And I do think some things happened that maybe delayed the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll just have to see at the end of the day. And whatever she wants to do, however she wants to release, like, I'm not complaining about everything.
Oh,
this is just, like, my personal opinion. Just, like, I just feel like the re-releases... are such a big thing that has been hanging over her head, hanging over the fans' heads. Like, when is it going to happen? It's hard to, like, I feel like it's made us more annoying and, like, hungry for stuff.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, I see people in the comments, you know, all over the place, not just Taylor Watch, but being like, oh, the hype isn't even here anymore.
That's not true.
That's not how I feel.
Yeah.
And I know it's not how you feel either. It's more of that, like, it's the ups and downs.
Yes, it's but just that's like our the own fault. Yeah, you know? That's true. That's very
we
true.
Let ourselves get we let yeah. ourselves get excited over silly things, and you know we've been burned so many times. You think we would learn?
Yeah,
but that's like the fun of it. It is the guessing is and the theories yeah. and whatever. So I think as long as you are at a place where you're having fun with it and you're not like actually pissed off,
yeah.
then you're fine.
Yeah,
you know
I agree.
Saying?
Like I would
no
never
need to actually be pissed off about anything.
No,
like, this
no,
is
no.
chill.
It's like as long as I'm getting music from Taylor Swift, yeah. like I'm happy. I'm going to listen to it, appreciate it, love it with all my heart.
Absolutely.
All I'm saying is I want the re-releases.
And girl, I'm with you. I'm yeah. right there with you. Yeah. I want them too. And yeah, I especially the like kind of close that chapter yeah, of life yeah. and move on to something new. That's just that's just kind of how I feel about her re-releasing those albums before new music. Like I just feel like she's stepped into a totally new part of her life, and maybe she does want to share that with us now and be like, look bitch, new me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what, you know, maybe that's the shit we're on. But
yeah,
if it were me, I'd want to just get rid of all that other shit first. But so I just had this thought about Reputation as well. I do think that Reputation is, we always talk about Reputation's a love album. Nobody yeah. wants to, you know, you want to get excited. Oh, I meant to say earlier, too, about this subpoena thing, that it's just straight up they're burning all the witches even if you aren't one.
Like, yeah, 1,000%.
That's just complete, yeah. I did something bad. Yeah. Like, you might as well have just posted the lyrics tree. But so, Reputation really is a love album. The majority of the songs are, you know, who are they about? Blah, blah, blah. Like, these conversations happen. I know that it was a dark time in her life, and she, you know, saw through the darkness and into the light. And that's a lot of what that album, you know, brings up. And I would assume it would bring forth complicated feelings, especially now that she's so far, mm-hmm. like, she's different in her life. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to re-record the Lover album, which I think that would be the hardest yeah. to do. But Reputation's right there, and I would assume that is a little bit of a heavy lift when it emotionally, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
For sure.
So I'm wondering if
I feel like the vault tracks too, like
totally. Yeah. So, but that's kind of where I'm going with this is like I'm wondering if I'm subscribing to my own theory of like it's a Reputation regular, and then there's like a mirror underground Reputation version that's maybe like angry and like a little more intense, and maybe it's like Reputation was the good and this is the bad, you know, like I feel like maybe it's she's kind of thinking of a way to show the full scope of things, because, you know, to kind of get ahead of the like Joe and Taylor Forever people. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah.
Like I hate to even say that, but I do think like when you think of Reputation, you think about Joe. And she's in a totally new space in her life.
Yeah.
We're over him.
Yeah.
And it's going to come up when it comes out.
Yeah.
But I think that like more context should be provided, you know, to kind of keep the dogs at bay, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But also I wonder if she had her own, you know, like you put together this fluffy love album and it's like, well, what about the bad times? So maybe
yeah.
there are bad times too. And so I'm just wondering if maybe this, if I'm subscribing to my own theory of this like second part coming out, I wonder if it will include stuff like that to be like, well, it wasn't all good, or if it'll include like other ambiguous love songs that are like, listen, I wasn't only writing about Joe, I was writing about everybody. Some of the stuff is new, some is old, because I think we can all admit at this point that a lot of these vault tracks were definitely written in bits and pieces but then perfected by
yeah.
the time they came out.
I
like
think
they
so,
aren't
yeah.
they weren't all like, you know, literally old as fuck, like
yeah.
maybe a couple lines here and there, but then she like basically made new songs on every album.
Yeah, I think so.
In real time. So who's to say there can't be a couple, you know, Travis nods in some sort of vault track on Reputation, just
right.
to kind of combat that conversation of Joe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or is that,
for sure.
am I thinking too much into it, you think?
I know, I totally understand what you're saying for sure, and I could see that, but I also, I don't know. I feel like at this point, I don't know. It's such a complicated thing because,
yeah,
yeah, like with your fans, like they're always going to bring up past stuff.
Yeah.
But
I'm not even saying that she's doing this like only because of the fans. I feel like I would need to get shit off my chest being like, yeah, of course, this is it. But like, here's the rest of the story.
Right.
Or here's how I feel now. Or like, that's, it, you know, as someone who's constantly needing to explain herself. Like, I feel like that is how I would feel.
That's why I feel like maybe that's why TS-12 is going to come before.
Before, right. Like, so similar, right.
To be like, all right, before you guys all get your, like, your panties in a twist, I'm actually very happy. I'm loving life, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
I wonder if, like, TS-12, like, all the aesthetic for it, the purple and the sunset and the oranges and whatever, like, I just wonder if that is a part of rep somehow. Like, I just feel like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Because she even, like, the Reputation part can extend into her life now. Like, she's in the news more than ever. Like,
yeah.
She's basically having the same experience again. So I feel like, how can you put out and re-record Reputation and not acknowledge the fact that, like, history is literally repeating itself in certain ways? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not every way. Like, the media is going crazy for it. The headlines are ridiculous. The hate is crazy. The NFL stuff, like, all that was that she went through or whatever. Obviously, the fans have a different perspective this time, but I'm sure it feels the same, you know? Like, I'm sure.
Yeah, to a certain extent, for sure.
All hate feels like hate.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. So, but I also feel like, you know, she's always kind of, like, hammered home, like, you know, I wrote this song, I wrote this specific song during a specific time, whatever, but now, like, I can view it through a different lens. Like, yeah. I know you guys can, like, think of a song and think about a person, whatever.
If you're smart enough to make your own associations.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and, like,
which is true.
Like, you know, she can, you know, I think she said it, like, during her lover speech, like, she, like, writes all these songs, but now, like, a lot of the songs now for her, like, about the fans and stuff like that. Like, so I do feel like it seems like she's gotten to a place, like, mentally, emotionally, where she can, like, sing these songs without.
Totally.
You know, you can put the meaning towards something else or someone else, you know, Travis, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I feel like at this point with Reputation, like, that just, I feel like that's just going to have to be, like, what the fans see it as. Like, she's singing,
like,
these
maybe
in a new
even
light, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I just feel like
definitely
it's a little, if I was, I wouldn't want, like, people thinking that I'm still, like, hung up on my ex or whatever.
Definitely not. And I don't want to come across like that either. Like, I don't necessarily think that is the reason for it. I'm just more saying.
But
like,
I get what you're saying. Like, the fans are definitely going to be like, oh, like, I miss Joe and Taylor. Like,
for
whatever.
Sure,
like,
for sure. And I'm not saying that's the only reason she'd be like, here's the whole scope of it. But I think there was so much held back at that time. Like, that album, you know, Look What You Made Me Do. I Did Something Bad. And I'm, you know, that's pretty much it in terms of, like,
Ready For
Fuck
It.
You. For It, kind of. Like, you know, were those, like, Rebirth, Fuck It, I'm Here
this
songs.
This is why I can't have nice things.
And it, right. But in my head, I'm like, there have to be more like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the rest of the album really is, like, you know, lollipops and rainbows a little bit. And so if you, like, for the amount of, like, shit that she got at the time, I would just think that there would have been more like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like, angry.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Vault tracks will definitely broaden the scope of her feelings during that time, 100%.
For sure. Which may include, like, other issues, you know, in the relationship or out of the relationship, whatever. Like, I'm just curious. I would like a full scope of that time. Like,
yeah.
I think that she held back. And I think that she held back because she knew that she had to. Like, you can only go so far, especially 2017.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can only be so strong as a woman. You can only be so, you know, it seems like not that long ago, but it really was. Like, things are really different now. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like some of the more confident songs that she has now maybe wouldn't have come across the same way if it were Reputation original or even like 1989. Like, I just feel like people view her differently now and with more respect. And I wonder if this is a good opportunity for her to slide some other things in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Or we won't know anything because it'll be TS-12 and
but
know,
that's
Reputation
a,
that's will, like, she'll be like, oh yeah, and here's Reputation on, like, New Year's Day next year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like maybe, and you know, she kind of had to, like, with the whole, like, when Red came out, like, everyone was so intense with Jake Gyllenhaal and, like, you know, before she performed Dear John, she was like, guys, like, these songs are about anyone, like, whatever, like, and they're in the past, like, they're very much in the past, like, so I think I wouldn't be shocked if TS-12 came out first just to, you know, cement the, I'm good, like, we don't have to,
totally,
you know, dig up old graves, whatever, and then Reputation, but from, like, a logistical perspective, I feel like you got to do re-releases first. But hey, it's her life, her music, her choices.
It's her. Yeah.
I'm just here to listen.
We're all just here for the ride. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
We're all just here for the ride. I just want to go look up something quick. I was thinking like 12, and I was thinking about rubies, July, whatever. But July 12th is a Saturday, so.
Oh, someone said, I think, so May 26th, and then like 2 weeks after that is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
So like, I don't know, people are maybe saying that she
June
would release.
June 13th is a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, she would release Rep on Friday the 13th. That was also an old theory, I remember.
It was, it was October and December of last year had the only Friday the 13th of the year. And we thought, yeah, God, I wish. Wouldn't that have been so amazing.
Good times.
But you know what? I'll say this to my/our fellow clowns, those who are really, really dying for it. It's like this just makes it all the better. Like when it does come out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Like it's just
be
screaming.
All the people
murder.
That are like the hype is dead, they're gonna be eating crow. 1,000%.
Liars. You're absolutely eating crow. Liars, liars, liars. Do we think totally separate? Do we think that Taylor was at the Chris Stapleton Garth Brooks show in Philly?
I mean, it's hard for me to think that she would be there and no one saw her or took a picture or anything, but someone pointed out on Twitter, there's a video of Jordan Mailata, who plays for the Eagles, with Jason, singing for Chris Stapleton, and in the background... In the back, you can't even see who's talking. Like you can only see Jordan, who's singing, and like a little bit of Jason and Chris.
Yeah.
Someone in the room, like, it really does sound like Taylor, where she's like, oh, you sound so good, or something like that, So, like, I don't know. Maybe she was there. And also, apparently, somebody on, like, Garth Brooks' team tweeted, like, wow, Taylor Swift was there and nobody noticed.
Yeah, I saw that being like, they said when all the Mother's Day pictures were coming out, because it was in Philly. That was another part of it. It was in Philly Saturday night. And when all the Mother's Day pics were coming out, everyone was like, oh, my God, first sighting. And this guy was like, wow, can't believe no one noticed she was at the show last night or whatever.
Yeah.
And that, of course, sparked the rumors. But Jason was there, obviously. We saw he himself, you know, was drinking beer in a box and whatever. Yep. And, yeah, it's hard to believe that she would have been at a concert and nobody saw.
Maybe she was wearing, like, a wig and a hat.
Could have been, like, for real. Like, how is she, you know, no idea.
Well, it's, like, dark. I don't know. Concerts are dark. Like,
and if you're up in one of those
boots.
But
maybe.
She would have had to be, like, so far back. Like, she couldn't even go over to the edge.
Yeah.
Like, people would have seen.
That's what makes it hard for me to believe. Or maybe she was watching backstage or something like that.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Which, but it does
in that
really
case, it's like, what's the point? Like, that kind of sucks.
It really does sound like her in that video. Mm-hmm.
It totally does. And there's that you sound really good, and then there was like an oh my God.
Yeah.
It just sounds just like her. But again, like is that because we're listening for her and like trying to make it sound like
her? Right. We're like
so who knows?
Like, our ears to our phones like, oh my God, is that her voice?
I was literally
desperate at that point.
I was like when listening
everyone
the,
shut up.
Like listening for the oh my God. I was like
Yeah. No, literally same.
So embarrassing. But yeah, sometimes you gotta do that. You gotta see. So who knows?
I think, obviously, you know, her and Chris Stapleton have collabed before. Mm-hmm. And
I'll bet you think about me.
Yeah, she had one of her best songs, in my opinion. And I think it seems like a fun thing for them all to do. She obviously loves country. Travis and Jason love country music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just guess it just doesn't. It blows my mind that nobody noticed her, but I'm happy for her that nobody did.
Same.
Yeah.
If she was there and she figured it
out. That's the case.
Yeah. Then that's amazing. We love that. We love that for her. So yeah, so that wraps up pretty much the extent of her time in Philly over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we know, or so we've seen. And you know, the impending potential clowning. May 26th, the AMA's appointment television, cancel your plans. I know it's Memorial Day Monday, but unfortunately we're on the clock, okay?
Yeah.
This clown life is not for the weak.
No.
It's not for those who want to live a life outside of this world. You got to stay in it.
Nope. It's a life of suffering, mm-hmm, pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a life of, you know, putting your heart out on the line and getting it stabbed repeatedly and then having to put it back into your chest. They're ripping it out again,
mm-hmm,
stabbed. Oh, it's just an endless cycle.
It's an endless
cycle.
Until it breaks.
One day.
Until it breaks, and then she stitches it back together with the release of her album, which
is
always how it happens. But yeah, it's a it's a tough life of excitement and disappointment all wrapped in one. Mm-hmm. One of these days we will be released from our prison.
Yes.
And until then, just stay diligent, okay? Stay diligent. Taylor is staying diligent on her baking grind. Mm-hmm. This girl, she must make those Pop-Tarts like crank them out. I mean, she makes them so often.
Clearly they are a hit.
Everybody loves Pop-Tarts.
She knows what works.
Everyone
even
loves
Pop-Tarts.
Them.
Pop-Tarts US commented on our Taylor Watch post and
Wait,
was like,
"What?
Send us the recipe."
Okay, be like, so, you know, we're not Taylor, right? Yeah. At Pop-Tarts.
I know, which
That's
I thought
hilarious.
Was really like so. Even Pop-Tarts, the brand, wants Pop-Tarts.
I'm surprised that they aren't like, you know what I mean? Are they like, "Hey, girl, get off our shit"? Like this is,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, Stay on your lane.
I mean, imagine Pop-Tarts collabed with Taylor Swift.
That would be fucking
nuts. That would be so
nuts.
Be she would never,
nuts.
I feel like.
No, she would never. This is like a cutie thing. So,
also, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say why she has the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah,
so Travis arrived to what we now know is an American Eagle photo shoot. It was the photo shoot that he was here for last week in New York.
Which we talked about.
And yeah, when he was wearing that nice sweater looking fly in the city, it was for American Eagle. And Taylor sent him, like a good girlfriend does, to work with some treats. And it was a box of her, of course, homemade Pop-Tarts. And on the box, it read, "Have a great shoot." She drew stars everywhere. And it says flavors, strawberry, raspberry, and blueberry, which yum. And
yum.
It says, "Love, Taylor." And she's got the stars everywhere. Her silly fucked up stars, which I actually like better than regular
stars. I love the fucked
stars.
Up stars. They're so cute. Stars, do you like them?
Yeah, stars, do you like them?
And I also love that she misspelled raspberry.
Did she?
Yeah, she forgot
raspberry.
The P.
Oh my God, she did. Wait,
but
that's
like,
crazy.
That's literally so relatable.
No, of course.
I also didn't realize she misspelled raspberry until somebody pointed out she forgot the P. And you can kind of tell that like maybe she hesitated a second because there's like a space between the S and the B.
Maybe she was just being crazy. If I put the P, it wouldn't rhyme. It wouldn't go with the strawberry and the blueberry. Like, we're just going raspberry.
But
if she had threw a Z in there, then
they
looked would have been funny.
So delicious.
They
and also
amazing.
Like, who had to fight to the death to take that home and frame it?
I don't know.
Because
whoever this girl is holding the box up, I think is the one. Because she's got a wristband on. I don't know. Wristband girls are different.
Yeah, I would.
Girls who are still wearing wristbands like out and about.
Right.
I trust you.
I would literally do anything and everything to take that home with me.
I'd be like hiding it under my shirt throughout the whole shoot.
Literally.
You know? Although, how do you get away with that? Because you have to wait till Travis leaves, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just steal it right away. Because then
he
catches
you like ripping it home.
Yeah, he'd be like, that's weird. Yeah. But then I would imagine.
Get this freak off my set.
Completely. Yeah. But then I'd imagine like as he's leaving, like, bye guys. He's holding his little GQ tote or whatever.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That camo tote he's always carrying. Mm. And he's like, catch you later. And then you imagine like everyone kind of looks at each other and then just like
runs
over the thing like punching.
Yeah,
that's what I would imagine happened with that. If anyone knows what happened to that box top, I would love to know.
I would love to know.
Submit anonymously if you so choose.
I feel like honestly, I wouldn't even care if Travis caught me. I'd be like, listen, Travis, like,
you know the drill.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, you know the drill.
Like,
you do the same.
Yeah,
you do the same.
Like, sorry, I love her and I'm a fan.
Sorry, I want this.
Yeah,
you know? Gia, I think we can officially call it. Spring is here.
I can say that.
Spring is here.
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. Mm-hmm. The April showers did bring May flowers. It's also bringing May showers as well. But the May flowers are here. They're in full bloom. I'm in my apartment, especially all this past weekend. I am doing a full spring refresh. Mm. I am cleaning everything out. I'm doing all I can to make it, you know, get rid of all the dust, get rid of the cold corners of winter and bring in the light
of
spring and summer.
Away, bring
Put
in the dresses.
Sweaters away, change them all out on the hangers, mm-hmm. do whatever I need to do. And while I'm doing all this, in between, I'm taking breaks and I'm laying in my bed.
Of course.
But you know why? Because it's so cozy. And you know why that is?
Why?
Because I got my Boll & Branch sheets
of
on
course.
There. They're, of course, a part of the spring refresh. You need to get yourselves another set of Boll & Branch sheets. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm on my way to getting another spring set, because they are the best sheets that I've ever used. I know the best sheets you've ever used, best throw blankets, best robe, mm-hmm. top to bottom, number one bestie, obsessed with Boll & Branch.
Yep, obsessed is to say the least, honestly, because we really use everything. Pillows, my comforter, your duvet, everything we have mm-hmm. is Boll & Branch. But the most satisfying part of refreshing your bed with this the most satisfying part of a spring refresh is refreshing your bed with the softest, lightweight layers. Boll & Branch's signature mm-hmm. sheets are the perfect place to start, made with 100% organic cotton. These sheets feel buttery to the touch, breathable to sleep in, and get softer with every wash. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as spring comes, so does summer. It gets hot, you get uncomfortable, you're sweating, but mm-hmm. not with Boll & Branch sheets. They're super breathable, so light, like even on the hottest nights I still get all snuggled up in bed.
Absolutely. Well, that's another, and obviously Boll & Branch, we're doing an ad, but generally I would say that the Boll & Branch sheets themselves are they're truly fantastic.
They're like, so fabulous.
And what you were just saying about like the nighttime and sweating and whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm a sleep sweater.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer, it's the worst, but I feel so comfortable and like I can breathe in these sheets. I really do. And
totally.
That's a true testament.
Yes, I completely agree. So you guys should feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND Branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See sites for details.
So very sweet. It's very sweet, very cool.
Yeah. She's Travis in her wifey era.
And Jason. Also, last night, Monday night, we're at the Amazon Upfronts. So for those who don't know, Upfronts, we have them at Barstool too. We do them every once in a while.
Yep.
And they're basically a time where a media company or something like Barstool or like Amazon will host an event and invite a bunch of potential advertisers, clients, buyers, things like that, all to essentially a big presentation
yep.
of their of what they have to offer. So like we've done them here where I'll go up and talk about reality TV shows, like when we were starting Barstool vs. America or stuff. Or like G and I would go up there and be like, do a fake little podcast bit for Taylor Watch or whatever. And that's exactly what Travis and Jason did for Amazon, because they are a part of Wondery, which is, I guess, that's who owns
Amazon
New Heights.
Amazon owns them, right?
Yeah. Amazon owns Wondery, which Wondery does New Heights.
Yep.
And so they had a couple of funny moments. One was we had Jason on the carpet. Hmm. The poor Jason wanted to get the fuck away from that extra guy so bad. And I commend that extra guy for like fighting through that awkwardness and keep asking questions. Like he did his job.
Yeah.
Like, however annoying it was, he did his job. He did what he was supposed to do. And Jason was just too polite to leave.
Yeah.
Like, it was so funny. Some of what he said, I'm trying to think of stuff that he was saying. He's very well informed when it comes to like the podcast world and all that stuff. And he's very proud of the show, talking about guests that they're really looking forward to. He said that a guest that he and Travis both really want is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, I love that.
I love that too. I said, that's amazing. They're like, he might be number one on our list for like the both of us.
I feel like they could totally get him so easily. Yeah.
Right? Well, Jason said in like, He's so good at being humble about it all because the interviewer asked, like, what guest, like, what's your dream guest or whatever? And he was like, well, Travis and I honestly have been lucky enough to have, like, unbelievable guests. Like, we've had nothing but good guests. And the only guests we hope to have are ones that, you know, are willing to come and talk to us and do whatever. Like, he was just a really good diplomatic answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I was like, man, this A+ in media training. Like, whatever seminar they all had to sit through, like, they really retained that
shit.
Well,
he also just, like, Jason is always, like, had such a good head on his shoulders.
He's smart.
Like he's super smart. Yeah. He's always been very respectful.
Sorry that I'm so surprised. It's just like, you know, the football of it all.
No, for
two smart football players in the same family. It's like, damn, okay.
Right. And I think Travis got a bad rep and like so did mm-hmm. Jason, just being like these burly football guys.
Totally.
But they're super smart and like obviously like they have a lot of knowledge inside the football world but also outside. Mm-hmm. He also said they got Donna a very nice gift card and a cruise.
And a cruise. That
she
was
loves her cruises.
For Mother's Day. She loves her cruises. But it was funny while being asked. It was like, he couldn't remember.
Yeah, he's
was
like, oh, what did
he's
I
like,
get
I
her?
Think we got her like a gift card. And like, Kylie got the other part. I forget. He's like, I think it was a cruise. So sounds like Donna's
so
on that cruise.
Funny.
She loves her girls' trips.
Also very funny that everyone was kind of like, damn, like Jason like is kind of upstaging Travis. Like on the red carpet.
Oh, with his fit?
Like, like he kind of looks like more
Big
handsome.
Time. Big time. Jason was looking right. Like his beard beard was perfectly like it was, you could have.
I even liked the little Irish hat.
Cut a piece
too.
Of cake. Yeah, I love his. I loved his little hat.
Yeah,
very stylish, very cute. Yeah, Travis had like you know a funky T-shirt on and a blazer and some slick back hair,
slick back white T-shirt.
Yeah.
He also said that he lost 25 pounds.
That's wild.
Okay, skinny legend.
Skinny, but also yeah, he's not. He doesn't have to bulk up to be running into people. Yeah, so it makes sense.
He said Travis Kelce told reporters today at the Amazon MGM Studios 2025 update that he's lost 25 pounds this offseason in an effort to be in better shape for what is to believed his final season.
Woo-hoo.
So go off, King.
Go off.
He looks
skinny
great.
Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look really good.
They both look great. They're
I
just
know.
Such handsome men.
They really
truly
are.
So handsome.
And they, you know, it's nice to see men taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, that's just something I'll always commend.
A nice groomed man.
We love a groomed man.
Yeah.
But yeah, year 13.
I know. It's crazy.
Do we have to make merch?
We should.
A little year 13 merch.
Wait, oh my God, we
I'm
totally
dead serious.
Should. Yeah.
We should think of something cute
yeah.
for Travis, but also Taylor Vibes, obviously, because 13, blah, blah, blah.
Obviously.
It does sound, I mean, I don't think that there's a question about whether or not it's going to be his last season. I think he's dropped enough hints that it will be. And it feels like a perfect cherry on top if we're, you know, if we're in this for the long haul where Taylor is concerned. So, you know, wouldn't that be lovely?
Very lovely. Very happy for them.
That's something we'll have to worry about in August when the season starts back up. But yeah, so they're really crushing it. Oh, and then so the upfront started and I watched. Did you watch their like presentation?
I didn't.
So they come out like it was honestly very cute and like worth watching if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Like it's very, you know, corporate vibe. But we're all in this like conference room or whatever, you know, the lights are off. It's literally a big like show essentially. And up on the big screen, it's Travis and Jason doing like a podcast bit, basically the intro to New Heights.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, let's get into some new news. And they're like, new news. They do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they're talking about like Amazon and whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, you know what, Trav, I think we can just explain it better if we just go out and talk to him.
Yeah.
And then they like, it fades and then they walk out on
stage. Oh, I love that.
And it's cool. And Jason's like, you know, rattling off his facts. Like they must have practiced so many times. Like it was so well put together by the both of them. Travis talked about, you know, he kind of gave the intro to the show and also the fact that he does the hosting for, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Also on Amazon. Like, it was just a big, like, Amazon night.
Right.
And they just crushed it, you know? They did a great job, I thought. Both of them on the carpet did a good job in work. It's just fun to see, you know, people doing different things that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah,
like, they're
exactly.
Both football guys, and they've seamlessly transitioned into media. Travis is still playing, but he's got this whole... He's building a whole other life.
And
so.
Jason does the whole, like, NFL Network stuff. Like, the Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are so good on camera. Like,
yeah,
it's actually shocking how good they are. But I think also, like, they're so charismatic and you know,
they just,
funny and
they just don't
lighthearted.
Even seem nervous.
Yeah,
like, they're such professionals.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, go watch it because it is, it's interesting to see a different side of them.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, so they crushed it. Doing great. Love them. Love New Heights. I wore a New Heights hat to get my nails done the other day.
Ooh.
And the girl next to me was like, I love your hat.
Oh, cute.
And I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah. And we didn't discuss more after that. But in my head, I was like, she's got to be a Swiftie, right? Like,
yeah,
she can't
no, totally.
Be like, is this just a 92%er
yeah,
here?
Maybe.
Like,
she's just
no
a
relation.
Huge, huge Chiefs fan or
yeah,
maybe
she
a big
loves,
Eagles fan or something.
Loves these people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... okay, so I think that's pretty much the whole weekend plus Monday. Other things that happened over the weekend that were Taylor adjacent slash pretty much directly to do with Taylor. Jake Owen. Jake
yes.
Owen, we're talking about him again.
Daddy Jake Owen.
But you know, my mom even texted me about that. Being
oh,
like,
really?
I went to a Jake Owen concert once. It was insane. I was like, you did? I didn't even know that.
She was like, I was
early
love.
Days, I think. Yeah, I was like, he's so cute. She was like, beyond, you know.
He's so cute.
He's so handsome. So first we see, this happened a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago, probably at this point, maybe a month. Jake Owen went to his daughter's school. I assume like... You know, either like a music day or a bring your dad
like
to work
your,
day,
yeah.
or
like a where you like show off your job or whatever.
Completely
yeah.
comes in. He plays Blank Space on the guitar for all the kids,
someone
and they
was
were
like,
so hyped.
Yeah, someone was like, imagine like getting asked to come perform for all your daughter's friends, but they make you perform Taylor Swift and not your own songs, which is so funny.
It's so hilarious.
But the daughter was so cute and she seemed so happy.
She was up there like, you know.
Like, that's my dad.
It was really cool. Yeah. Really cool, really fun. Love him for that. And then, of course, it brought back up or stirred back up the conversation about how Sparks Fly may or may not be written from the Speak Now album.
Yeah.
May or may not be written about Jake Owen. And I think he's all but confirmed that it certainly is because he revealed, he said, well, she sent it to me in advance, so take that as
so
you will.
Funny. He was doing like a Q&A on his Instagram story and somebody asked, like, is it true that Taylor Swift wrote Sparks Fly about you? And he posted a screenshot of the email that Taylor sent him in 2007,
which
obviously with like the email blanked out, whatever.
Yeah.
So crazy. Someone was like, this is like writing a fanfic about somebody and then sending it to them.
It's like crazy. A level of Which crazy really, I aspire to
yeah,
be. Like,
yeah.
Just
it's really
shit.
Sweet. It's so cute. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Clearly she like, I mean, how could you not be enamored by
she
him?
She would have been, depending on the time of year,
she, like
six, she would have been 16, 18.
17, 18, 17, 18.
18,
yeah.
Maybe almost 19, depending on the time of year.
Yeah. So like,
yeah.
And yeah, how could you not be so
and he,
head over heels over Jake Owen? You know what I mean?
2007, Jake Owen was the number one guy. Like,
so hot.
I think that's what... Well, I'm trying to think when Barefoot Blue Jean Night came out.
I was thinking about that too.
That might have been 09.
That one, I think it low key might have been a little later though.
Oh, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. 2011, wow.
Okay, yeah.
We were shining like letters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Oh, oh, we were doing it right.
Oh, oh, we were coming alive.
Whoa, oh, yeah, caught up in the summer, Barefoot Blue Jean Night. I was
great song.
Literally chills. This brings me directly back to college. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
For 2011.
But it's
actually, you know what? I think my friend's sister is in one of his music videos. And
oh,
I don't
that's
know
cool.
Which one it is. It might be Barefoot Blue Jean Night. But he's with some other girl in here.
It's also cute because in the email she said, like, someday Jeffrey C. Jordan will do a kick-ass version of this. I wonder if that was like a little inside joke between
it
them.
It definitely was because I looked that up and I don't know who he is. Like, he didn't come up.
Yeah.
Like, I looked him up and said, who's this artist?
It must be a little inside joke between them, which
is
very sweet.
100%.
That's so funny. Like, it's very sweet. I think it was very cute and, like, obviously... I can appreciate that Jake Owen, you know, he's like obviously married with children or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still like you can have a little fun with it.
Absolutely you can. And I think that everyone needs to this is the perfect example. Like, this is the best case scenario, like Taylor Lautner vibes. You know what
I mean?
For like
sure.
Taylor Lautner, that was a sweet song. We like him. He's a good ex.
Yeah.
Jake Owen never really like dated.
No,
but
no.
Good guy.
It just seemed,
you know,
like,
I mean?
She was really like, I mean, she opened for him. I think that was the thing. She opened
this.
For him, and then they like performed in a bar in Portland together, and then like the hidden message in Sparks Fly was like Portland, Oregon, or something like that.
Yes,
they all connected. So it's just very sweet.
I can't find which song my friend's sister is in, but I'll have to ask her because
whoa, oh,
I thought it was Barefoot Blue Jean Night, but there's some other girl in there, and I know that she was like the love interest, so who knows. Anyway, regardless, I think that I think this is just a really fun thing. I think I'll never listen to Sparks Fly the same way again.
I know, I'll always think about him now.
It kind of makes me like smiley,
it's
though, because
really sweet.
He's just so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they had like if she felt inspired by him to write that song without like literally anything and then sent it to him and their friends or whatever, like that's what an honor.
Yeah,
you know? Like, and just a sweet, and what a sweet song. Love that
very
song.
Sweet song.
Hit me with those green eyes, baby, as the lights go down. Give me something that'll haunt me when you're not around. Cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile.
Oh, smile. I think we said this in the clip that I posted when we posted about the Jake Owen thing, but like, super underrated song, one of her best songs, one of her like cutest songs.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, if I was the inspiration behind a song like that, I would never stop talking about it.
Me neither. I'd bring it up every chance
I
could.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cute. I just, it's all very sweet.
sweet stuff. Yeah. And yeah, so we love him. He's also friend of the Foreplay guys, I think. I don't know if they're still friendly, but they, years ago when they were first starting out, Jake Owen was like always with them doing golf stuff.
Oh, cute.
So I don't know what he's up to now.
Okay.
He's performing golfing? At his daughter's school. Golfing. Yeah. Who knows? But still looking hot as fuck.
Shout out Jake Owen. Yeah.
And
still hot.
Boots on the ground, Trent said that he is just as handsome in person. Mm. So I'd probably write Sparks Fly about him too.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Next up in Strong Women, we have Camilla, a dancer of Taylor Swift's from the Eras Tour.
Yes.
Earning her college degree.
Slay baddie.
Go girl. Go and girl. The reason we're bringing it up, obviously, great. Love that. Love someone getting a college degree and working hard. But apparently she was working on her degree the entire time they were on the Eras Tour.
So crazy.
So imagine like you're working towards a college degree while you're performing on the fucking Eras Tour.
I
like,
could barely get my college degree without doing anything.
Literally.
During the day.
I could barely wake up and get to class.
Yeah, exactly.
And this girl, these girls are Eras Tour at night, you know.
So impressive.
Learning business ethics
and from
in the middle
Berklee
of the day.
College of Music.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
So crazy.
Are you nuts?
So crazy.
So major congratulations to her. That was just an exciting story that came across.
Yeah, our Taylor's backup dancer, Camilla, earned. She's also a starlight, too. She's not the backup dancer. She's a starlight.
Mean? What does starlight mean?
Her backup singer.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Or
the starlights.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. That's right. Wow. I completely forgot this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense then for music.
Yes.
Berklee music.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, okay. So apologies.
Backup singer.
Got it.
But yeah, slay for her.
How
very
exciting.
I mean, I can't even. So impressive. Like, seriously. And she should be so proud of herself.
Yes, she should. We love that. We love women in STEM.
We didn't talk about this when we were talking about topics, but I feel like maybe we should touch upon it.
Oh.
Speaking of not impressive, Kayla Nicole and the dog
thing. Oh, my God. I thank you for bringing this up. I meant to add it last this morning. Because here's what I want to say about this, Gia. It's gotten to the point where we need to be serious. And we need to ask her, friends, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Why are you letting, like, this is sabotage. Like,
yeah.
Someone in her life has to tell her that even if it's a slight snide comment that doesn't actually even say Travis's name,
yeah,
someone's gonna make a headline about it.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you're talking about Travis.
Yeah.
Like, how is it that she cannot compute this when doing her own podcast?
Yeah.
Like, I understand there's a level of like, okay, they dated for a while, it was a chunk of her life that she is allowed to talk about.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
But for her to come on 2 weeks ago and be like, I'm more than Travis's ex. I want to not be this. To then keep making snide comments about vet bills and your dogs and your bullshit. It's like,
that's
unnecessary.
That's what threw me off about the whole thing. Because, yeah, it's one thing to talk about your life. That was a huge part of her life, whatever. And people can say what they want to say. But as someone who never gets over anything ever, like, I do understand. Like,
yes.
You want to talk about stuff that's happened to you. And
yes.
Unfortunately, Travis and her dated for a while. Like, that's a big part of her
life. There's a way to do it.
That's what I was going to say. It's the weird snide comment about the dogs that's like, clearly you're still a little bit jaded and a little bit like, you have a little salt in the wound, whatever. And it's just like, you know, she's talking about, she goes, how did you they were talking about like splitting up pets on the podcast.
Yes, which again, why are we like,
yeah,
who thought to bring this topic up when Kayla, her, it's her own podcast, right?
Yeah, she was like,
why are we talking about a specific instance that happened to her in real time about, and it's directly has to do with Travis. 2 weeks after the fact, she said, please stop talking about me with Travis.
And she like, she posted about like how she got like, she would always get like separation anxiety from her children. Like after the, after they broke
her
up.
Children,
her children,
aka
her dogs.
Yeah.
So she would like post about how she got separation anxiety. So like, she clearly, maybe Travis was like, okay, then like just have the dogs if you want them so bad,
right?
So she got the both dogs, and then she like made this comment about like how like she's like, oh, like I got both dogs and like I have to pay their vet bills, like all the stuff.
She's like, I had a $4,000 vet bill.
$2,000.
Oh, I thought it was
which
four.
Is like, if you, first off, you have to know that that's the responsibility that you have to take when you are taking in a pet, no matter what kind of pet it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have, and like, why don't you have pet insurance, first off?
And no matter how many, like, no matter how many pets you have,
like you're going to have to be able.
Why do you think I don't have a pet?
Yeah.
I'm very nervous.
They're expensive
about
as fuck.
Expenses.
And you have to be able to take into account that there's going to be medical bills or the fact that there may be medical bills that are expensive. And $2,000, yes, that's a lot of money, but for a medical bill, for like a vet bill, that sometimes that's like the bare minimum, which sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that shouldn't be the way at all, but that's just the case that it is. Yeah. So to make like this weird snide comment about having to like pay your dog's medical bills, like, okay, same with everyone on the fucking planet Earth that has a pet.
It's just weird
shade to throw for no reason.
Completely. And this is where people are steering her wrong. And I had tweeted this. I was like, help this girl, where are her friends? And people were saying that her friends like egg it on. And I don't listen to Kayla Nicole's podcast. Yeah, I don't listen to any. The only time I ever think or see about Kayla Nicole is when she's in the fucking news because she's talking about Travis Kelce. Like I never see her otherwise. And I wish her the best in whatever career she wants to do. But As a woman, again, who has also been through some shit when it comes to men and embarrassment and whatever. And I'm not saying Travis embarrassed her. I'm saying that she feels embarrassed clearly by this whole scenario, to the point where she literally can't stop talking about it and feels like she needs to keep reminding people that she was there first and that they were together. And she like wants Travis to be this villain so badly to make it feel better. And I get that. I get that feeling. But you have to know and be smarter than leading yourself into a conversation where it is going to, even if you're not shading, look like shade. And that to me looks like fucking shade. And it's enough.
If you watch the clip, like, she's shading.
It's shade.
She's trying to imply that like he's like some deadbeat dog dad. And
it's just like, fuck off.
Like you're the one tweeting about how you have like separation anxiety. Like, he did like the bigger person thing, and he's like, you're not going to co-parent fucking dogs. Like, it gets messy.
Yeah,
it's like, you still have to be in contact, whatever. And that's just not, like, obviously not what he wanted. So he's like, take the dogs. Yes. Probably was pretty hard for him to give up two dogs that he loved. And then for her to be like, oh, I have to pay a $2,000 medical. Girl,
get out.
Like, what? Why are we complaining about $2,000 medical bill? Like, yeah, that fucking sucks. But like, imagine someone that isn't in your position, like, you know, she's clearly making money doing whatever. Like, imagine like a normal American person getting a $2,000 medical bill. Like, that fucks up your life. Like, I just don't understand complaining about something that you kind of had to know was a part of becoming a parent of a pet.
Completely. It's irresponsible.
Not complaining, but like throwing shade about doing something.
Completely.
That like is expected of you as a pet parent.
Completely. So as a reminder, that they dated on and off for 5 years.
Yeah, like that's a long time.
Which is a long time. And so I'm just looking up. Travis Kelce and Kayla Nicole dated for approximately 5 years, from 2017 to 2022, with some periods of off again, on again status. They reportedly broke up in 2022. So again, like, you know, it's a big part of your life. It's back and forth. It's this, that, whatever. And I understand how old. And she's what? She's my age, I think. Let's see how old she is, because let's see, age, she's 33. So she's a year younger than me. And so during this time in her life, she's in her mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
She is essentially a nobody. No offense. She's dating a superstar, the best tight end in the league, during the peak of one of the peaks of his career. And she thinks, I'm fucking set for life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then to not be able to figure that out, to be broken up with, and then your boyfriend goes and dates the most famous woman in the world, the most beloved woman in the world in some circles. Like, you know, yes, I understand. That's hard. But if you're too bitter to even have a regular conversation, and you can't help yourself but to slide that in, then you got to take more time off. Like, you clearly are not ready to have a stage, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying don't talk about your life. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Don't have a podcast, whatever. But I think that you need to have that self-awareness. It's like, all right, if I cannot get through a single podcast episode without fucking mentioning my ex-boyfriend from 3 years ago, then I got to figure some shit out.
Or
I need to restructure this podcast to showcase it me more. Like, so people will talk about me.
Yeah.
As much as she wants everybody to talk about her, then make it so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do stuff for yourself. Don't drag in Angel Reese to, you know, bring up your bullshit. Don't drag in all these other people who are encouraging her to quote unquote speak on this when there's nothing to speak on. Mm. You got dumped. I'm sorry. You didn't appreciate the man you had either, clearly. You didn't work it out. And then now you're salty. Like, I just, I don't have sympathy anymore. And I want to have sympathy for this woman because clearly she has no friends that are telling her to get her shit together. Like, that's crazy.
It's a
My
weird...
friends by now would have been like, girl, you're embarrassing yourself. Yeah. You are embarrassing yourself. It's humiliating. Really.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a weird, weird position to be in, I feel like. Because, I don't know.
As Kayla Nicole?
Yeah. Just like, I don't know.
It's definitely weird.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Yes.
I just feel like it's hard not to talk about certain things without talking about, like, your ex, whatever. But at this point, mm-hmm. I think she has to realize that everything she says is going to be a headline. And then it's going to be skewed into this thing. You just got to be coy about it and move on. You know what I mean?
Like, say whatever you want. Say it in a way that it sounds like it's your story and not a shared story with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Like, she just does everything she can to loop him in. Like, she could have been like, I have two dogs who I love so much and I just got a crazy vet bill. I can't believe it. She doesn't, like, even the topic of shared custody with dogs, how do you deal with that? That is so specific to her.
Yeah.
Why is that a topic on your podcast, Kayla Nicole? Like, why?
Yeah.
Right now, at this point, so you could bring up Travis again?
Yeah.
Literally 2 weeks ago, you said, I don't want to talk about Travis anymore. Like, she controls the show. She edits the show. She can say, hey, I don't want to bring this up.
Was it her podcast?
That's what everybody was saying. Mm. I actually don't even know. People were saying it was her pod.
Yeah. Let me see.
But maybe I'm wrong about that. Either way, I think it's at the point where Kayla Nicole can definitely say, hey, I'd rather steer away from this conversation right now. It's not like it's going to be
or
forever.
Like, you can answer the question in like a very, straight
in
answer.
A diplomatic way.
And move on. You know
she
what
needs
I mean?
She needs that fucking media training like the Kelce's
got.
Yeah,
it was
she
her,
needs it.
You're right. It was her podcast.
Her own pod. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I lose sympathy when I find these things out. Because it's not like she got gotcha'd on some other podcast and they're making her look bad. Kind of like Angel Reese's pod. I think that when she went on Angel's podcast, I think Angel set her up to look like shit.
Yeah.
And I think that she did look like shit. But I do, like, and I saw more clips of that. And I really do think that she tried to avoid those conversations.
Angel egged her on for sure.
Angel screwed her over.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, nobody else is helping her out of it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just, I wish someone would. Or I wish that she would have a moment where she's like, I just need to be. And that sucks. Like, that is also part of this. It sucks so bad that she has to tiptoe around memories of her own life and things that have happened to her. But if she really wants to turn over a new leaf and create this, social career on her own, she has to rely on herself. She can't just dip back into the Travis Kelce bag whenever she needs a couple of extra views.
Yeah.
You know, it's
agreed.
Like, it's starting to get gluttonous. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, we get it. You're clout chasing. Like,
Yeah.
I don't want to say you're clout chasing off your ex-boyfriend, but you are at this point, you know?
Yeah.
If you're leaving it in your own fucking show.
Yeah, for sure.
Ugh, my God, Kayla Nicole.
Yeah.
It's just sad. I do feel bad for her to a certain extent, but
yeah, me
my
too.
Sympathy really is dwindling.
I'm in the same boat in that case, for sure.
Completely. Last but not least, we'll bring this. I wanted to bring this up only because I just thought it was hilarious drama going on. I don't know if we have any RuPaul Drag Race fans in our listeners, which amazing show. Like,
great
if you are,
show.
One of my favorite shows ever, and I owe it all to my brother. My brother is a massive fan of RuPaul's Drag Race and is like diligent in his watching, knows all the queens, like knows everything. And this past week, right now they're in the middle of this like big all-star season. It's like the biggest all-star season RuPaul's ever done, they say. And they brought back a queen named Phoenix, and she, put on a performance, and Ice Spice was there as a guest judge.
Yeah.
Friend of the program, Ice Spice. And so she, I will say this, Ice Spice's delivery always is like,
very
the tone
monotone.
Is never,
she
never has the right tone. Like, I just think that that's her tone. Like, that's how she talks, you know? And that's how she raps. That's her thing. So this Queen Phoenix is rumored to be very, loud, confident, rambunctious, whatever. And her reputation normally precedes her. And Ice Spice essentially pointed out, like, I heard all this talk about you being this, being that, and I saw none of that on the stage. And I think because of her, like, monotone, it made it sound bitchier than it is.
Yeah.
But that is how the judges talk to the queens after. Like, that's just how they talk. Like, there's
people,
always kind of a, ooh, moment.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, like, there's the iconic, like, Nicki Minaj was a guest judge. She was like, I hate your hair and makeup today. Like, people were saying it kind of reminded them of that.
Completely.
Of that line. Yeah.
And Drag Race especially has that attitude of, like,
You need to slay down or get out of here.
Or get the fuck out. Yeah. Right, completely. But it is like they have those like tit for tat moments where they'll throw shade, but then they have compliments and it's all part of the thing. But people are coming for Phoenix, who my brother told me is 43, hasn't been on. Wait, let me read exactly what he said about her. He said he thinks that Ice was definitely told to throw a little shade. He thinks that there's no way that she just like came up with that on her own, and that she wasn't wrong, that Phoenix didn't wow anyone, was pretty subdued for the challenge, but people are taking it too seriously and being really mean to Phoenix. Phoenix is like a 43-year-old drag queen, hasn't been on since season 3. Poor lady is what he said. So I was like, and again, he's the expert.
Well, yeah, I'll say this. I felt like, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
But that's what people are saying. But Phoenix's response is I'm throwing shade back. Like that,
yeah,
that's
for sure.
How
he's like,
that's
I'm
like
not gonna take right.
What else are you gonna say? You know?
Yeah. I guess, if you're gonna throw shade, I'm gonna throw shade back. But like, I didn't really think she said anything like that crazy for him to be like, this girl who made one song about shitting and farting, like, you think
true, but I think that
counts?
that's where
we
run
drag
into
race, you know what
exactly
I mean?
Yeah. Like that's where we run into main, like when drag stuff gets mainstream, people get confused, you know
right.
what I mean, like that level of bitchiness is expected. Like that's
if
this queen is not that bitchy, then I don't, you know what I mean, then who cares.
Yeah, I'll read Phoenix's response. He posted on his story, as she said, also, I appreciate the love from everyone about the Ice Spice comment. I'll comment more and tell the funny part about this later. But trust me when I say my 25 years of experience and decades of contributing to my community is what makes me an icon, not 3 minutes on a TV show. That being said, I'm perfectly fine not getting icon validation from someone whose fame has come from one song about shitting and farting. Which is like...
he read her the fuck down. Like that's...
Yeah, exactly. Like...
It's almost like if she can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Like if she, like I think she, Ice Spice is also fine.
Right,
you know
it
kind of like,
it goes both ways, right? Like yeah. he can or when we're referring to
if you're
them
referring
as
to her as
queen,
Phoenix,
she
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
she, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She can, you know, take that judgment from Ice Spice and pass it on, or she can get offended by it, whatever. But clearly, she doesn't care. She's like, I don't care if they
she's
think
like,
I'm an icon or
she
not.
She said, who is this bitch?
Yeah, exactly. And
that's,
I
that's
think
funny. She's again, she's 43 years old.
Yeah.
Hasn't been on since season 3. I think we're on like season fucking
30. But then
or
you
whatever.
Could take it from Ice Spice's perspective, be like, I was honest with what I felt. She can take it the way that she did. And if she doesn't feel like I'm worthy of giving her like whatever she needs, validation, whatever she needs, then okay. Like I'm saying my opinion. She can say hers.
I think that they both were completely fine. I think that like what I said was fine and definitely not out of the ordinary or
right.
even that mean at all.
No, I didn't think it was that mean
and
at all.
And I think
all.
Phoenix's response is exactly what you'd expect from like a queen who just got read to filth. Like,
yeah.
where it's like, fuck this bitch. Like, her song's about shitting and farting. Like, whatever. Like, that's what they would say.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I'm just not shocked at all. But I was.
I feel like drag race.
Yeah.
Shade is thrown every 5 seconds.
That's
so
it's a
like,
part of the culture.
You're
like,
gonna have to.
They have challenges where it's like throw shade. You know what I mean? Like Drag Race is an amazing. Like you must watch Drag Race if you don't. Like it's just so good. And it honestly,
if
you
watched
one episode, you would understand the vibe. Like
yeah.
you'd be like, oh, this makes sense. And what Phoenix said in response to that makes total sense.
Yeah, I and like what she said, like on her what Phoenix said on her story, like to me, like. That's like a funny way, but also like cementing, like, I know who I am. Like,
for
I
sure.
don't need validation from anybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I think people always blow things up out of proportion.
Completely.
Especially...
I just, it was completely taking over my timeline, which is
no,
why
totally.
I think because Swifties were going crazy about it. Swifties were like, yeah, just like kind of all over Phoenix about it. And I, on behalf of like, because they're standing up for Ice Spice because
right.
of the Taylor friendship or whatever. And it just didn't sit right with me. Mm. I thought that, like, again, if you don't know the tone
she
of Drag Race.
Thrown every once in a
yeah,
while.
If you don't know the tone, then it's going to look different than it actually
and
was.
And also, like,
and
online.
It's important to see the context.
The online Swifties just fucking get
their crazy.
Panties in a twist over every. This
we
is the second
that.
Time I've said panties in a twist, which is so weird.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's, did
in
you hear
mind?
That somewhere?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. But I saw someone quote tweet the picture of Taylor and Travis in Philly, and they were like, wow, like, bold of Travis to set foot in Philly, like, after whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, all the Swifties were like, this isn't funny. Like, you're so disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
wow, blah, blah, blah. Actually dangerous. It's, I was like, no, joke. That's funny. That is funny.
It's a joke. And I'm sure they were probably joking about it, too. Like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, why? Why?
It was whatever funny because he lost the Super Bowl to the, like, what are they going to say? Oh, nice game. Super Bowl 5 months ago.
Like, yeah, like, it's just, it's so stupid. But what are you going to do?
Bring jokes back to Twitter. Like, bring
make
sarcasm
back. Make
Twitter
funny back. Again.
Yeah, make Twitter funny again for real.
Literally.
But anyway, yeah, I wanted to just bring that up because I think that people were going a little overboard at again, 43-year-old queen.
You want
to
defend
Phoenix.
Your queens.
I got to defend my queens. Got to defend them. And again, the older the queen, the bitchier. So, you know.
What are you going to do?
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I think if someone's allowed to judge you on an open panel, then you're allowed to clap back if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the like one iconic part of Drag Race where I don't know if it was Drag Race, actually, now that I think about it. It might have been Runway. What's that Runway show?
Project Runway?
Runway. Where Carly Kloss is like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
I wouldn't even wear this to dinner. Yeah. And he's like, not even dinner with the Kushners?
Exactly. Like, fashion and arts, and it's all very bitchy. Like,
yeah,
when
yeah.
When you get the gays involved, it's very bitchy.
Right. They're going to throw shade.
In a hilarious way.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and that is that culture.
It's
like,
always
that's
like
the vibe.
It's always shade that makes you go, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And then, but that is the only reaction you have to have is, oh, and then you move on.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's not that serious. It's never that serious. But I highly recommend
that also,
race.
Sorry, this is such a topic that does not, you know, matter, but when Law Roach saw
oh my God.
Anna Sawai's outfit on the red carpet. He's like, oop! He went, oop! She's wearing the same outfit.
That was so fucking funny. Right, when Law Roach is getting interviewed by like E! News or something, and Anna Sawai, who everybody remembers is wearing the same outfit as Zendaya, showed up to the Met Gala in it.
He looked over, like,
his face, like, you could, he was furious,
mortified. Yeah.
Mortified. And then he said something like, I'm glad we got here first.
Good thing she came early.
Yeah.
So funny. But yeah, sometimes you just gotta oop and move on.
I would love to hear more about that drama.
I know.
Because, again, we talked about it a little bit, I think, but Anna Wintour allegedly sees what everyone's wearing ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah.
So she should have caught this. Is Anna losing her fastball?
Maybe Anna just wanted some drama.
Oh my God, don't. And nobody tell her I said that. Oh my God, oh my God. Even as a joke.
Imagine.
She hates jokes.
Yeah.
She hates jokes.
Anna Wintour would love Twitter.
She
hates jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. New Twitter. She loves new Twitter. But yeah, so that Law Roach moment was hilarious.
Yeah.
And yeah, so whatever. Drag Race, moving forward. The Kelsey's doing great. Taylor's doing great. We're clowning. Fuck Jocelyn Baldoni.
Yep.
What else? I think that's it. We've been going for a bit.
Yeah.
There was a lot to pack in. We saved our homework for Thursday's episode. We're going to do the, I think last week we promised the breakdown of the playlists finally.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's our homework
this week for sure.
And then I know we have other homework stacked up, so we'll release it, you know, slowly.
Yep.
And so we're going to do the breakdown of the songs in the different playlists that Taylor made, the Denial, Acceptance, you know, during Tortured Poets. That's exciting. Maybe while we're doing... Oh, my God. Something's going on outside.
So much noise outside.
So much noise. Maybe while we do that, we'll reminisce a little on our time in Paris, the Tortured Poets, you know, the show part of it, how we felt about that. And if you would like to call in about either of those topics or about anything we talked about today, we would love to chat about it. The number is
347-450-0723.
You can go ahead and leave a voicemail on that number, or you can text it if you're feeling shy. You can also send us a message to our Taylor Watch Instagram. Please follow it. Follow all of our accounts. Subscribe to our YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. Keep an eye peeled as well for our stories tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, for our rapid fire questions.
Yes.
So if you didn't get your call in on time, you still have a chance. So keep your eyeballs peeled. And until Thursday, we will catch you later.
Love you guys.